It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today as we continue the study of Joshua, as we come to the close of the book of Joshua. We have a little bit more time to spend in it, but it's sure been a wonderful study. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Joshua chapter 21 is where we're going to begin today, and we're going to review just a little bit the 20th chapter concerning the refuge cities, as we did last time we were together. But look that up, Joshua chapter 21. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And as last time we were together, we didn't read a lot of verses of Scripture. I'm going to read the first two verses of chapter 20, and I'm going to read the first two verses of the chapter 21. And that'll be the beginning reading, then we'll begin with prayer. Joshua chapter 20, verse 1. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge for the avenger of blood. Now let's move to Joshua chapter 21 and verse 1. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 3. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. And we'll begin with those in just a moment, but let's go ahead and begin with prayer as we always do. Father, I ask that you'll guide and lead us today through this study. I ask for your strength and for your wisdom. It's a wonderful day, dear Lord, to come and to serve you and to praise you. It's a wonderful day each time to study your precious word. I have so many opportunities each week to teach your precious word, and I just thank and praise you for it. And I just ask, dear Lord, that you'll just take these words and they be your words, and you'll touch the hearts of all that are listening. Today, so few just go verse by verse through the word. For whatever reason, they don't. But I just know, dear Lord, it's a great and wonderful day when we could open your book, study it, learn from it. It is your living word, and the only way we are going to have the power and the strength and the wisdom that you want us to have is to be in your word, to spend time with you, dear Lord. So please, guide and lead us now as we pour over these words. Those that are listening today that have never come by faith to you, your Son, the Lord Jesus, please that they trust in it today. They trust in him today, that they come by faith and recognize that the offering, the sacrifice that was made upon the cross of Calvary was a sacrifice that took all of our sins away. But in order to be a part of that, to participate in it, we must accept you as our Savior, ask you into our hearts to save us. So please, please, dear Lord, that you will touch every heart, the saved and the lost today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We looked last time we were together at the 20th chapter. We looked at several chapters there. I think we started at chapter 19 and went through chapter 19 and then on through chapter 20. We've looked, and I hope that it has not been a boring study for you. It sure has not been for me. As we look at these cities and these places, and we did leap over some verses of Scripture, which is something I very seldom do, but for time purposes, I hope that you went back and read those. We looked at the refuge cities, and we have those listed here in chapter 20, but I will, and we find them down the seventh verse. As we look at these, we find, seventh and eighth, we find Kadesh, Shechem, Hebron, Bezer, Ramoth, and Golan. Those are the six, three on the west side and three on the east side. All refuge cities. It is an open door for anyone that has committed a crime, however they didn't mean to. It wasn't premeditated. It wasn't intentional. It's something that just happened. And when it happened, why, they could flee to these refuge cities and would have protection, and they would stay there up until the time that the high priest would die, and then at that time, that individual was allowed to go back home and return to his regular life. Now, this open door to receive the poor, the distressed, those that were in dire need, you know, the fleeing from the avenger of blood, you know, the one that is, if it was a son or daughter or parent or a friend, something like that, that would come after you because they felt like that you were responsible for their death, and in their anger and in their wrath they would come after you. Well, you would come to the city of refuge. You would meet with the judge or the person at the gate there, which would be the judges, and they would listen to what had happened. They would look at the facts, and then they would determine that, yes, it was an accident. Come on in and stay, and we will protect you, or you will stand trial and be held responsible for what you did, because they would find it. In other words, not everybody could just run to the refuge city and say, "Hey, I'm not guilty of this. I didn't do this," unless it is a proven fact, and they look at all the facts and all those things, and then a good judgment would be made, and you would come on into the city and have the protection that God allowed. I'm going to read to you the meaning of these cities because I think that's very important. The Kadesh is the sanctuary. We do find sanctuary in the midst of this filthy old world. Shechem is a shoulder. The government of the world of this world is literally on the shoulders of our God. You know, we look to see how that things are run and things are done, and yes, there's a God of this world, and that's the devil. But everything is ruled and controlled by God. It's His hand, and He allows it. And please understand that this everything is upon the shoulder of our God. And Hebron is communion. We must have fellowship with our God. We can have fellowship with our God. And so the third city on the west side was communion. And then the first city on the east side is Bezer. I think I'm hopefully pronouncing that correctly. Means fortress. He is our strong tower, our fort of security. He is our safety, our place of safe, to be safe and secure. And then Ramoth is the heights. Oh, we are raised up together with our Lord, and He is seated in the heavenlies, and what a joy it is to be a believer in Jesus Christ. And then Golan is their rejoicing. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we just kind of summed it up with those words. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I hope that you know that and mean that. And again, this place is a place of refuge. You know, the whole world, whether it be Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. They stand before God as having participated in that which brought about the death of his son. Now let me read that again. The whole world, whether it be Jew or Gentile, stand before God as having participated in that which brought about the death of his son. In other words, we're all, number one, we're all guilty of sin, and so the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, had to die on the cross of Calvary so we can have life, and he had to die there to take our sin away. And we participated in his death. We caused his death. We also have the opportunity, because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and rose again, this sacrifice, his sacrifice on the cross, has opened up, as it were here, a refuge city for all who put their trust in him. The avenger of blood is after us, and that's the old, you know, sin. God cannot allow any sin into his presence. And so the wages of sin is death. But there's a way out. There's a refuge. We have been saved. And that's as this individual would come to this refuge city. He has been saved. Now, different than the time that we're speaking of here in Joshua and onward, because the high priest did die. It was just a man in that position. But of course, we know the scripture is very clear. Hebrews tells us that our high priest is none other than the Lord Jesus, who never dies. So you see, we never lose the security and coming into this refuge, this city of refuge, for protection and care and love and joy and strength. Even in this old, rotten, filthy world, there is a place of refuge, and we find it in Jesus Christ. So I hope that you enjoyed that part of the study, and now we'll move on to the 21st chapter, and that was the 20th chapter, the cities of refuge. Now, the cities, the tribes of Levi, they come, and they come near to the heads. It says, as we've read here in the first verse, then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. So all the elders, so to speak, and we have Eleazar, we have Joshua, and then we have all the heads of Israel. And here comes the fathers, the heads of the fathers of the Levites. So the best of the Levites, so to speak, the leaders of the Levites. And they come, and they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan. Why Shiloh? Do you remember? Right now, Shiloh is where the tabernacle is located. It will be moved on down to Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be named as the city of God, and it's his city. He claims it. But at this point in time, not yet. We're still in the place of Shiloh. And if you remember, that's above Jerusalem. And saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. You see, they did have some livestock, and they needed some area, but they had no land. Remember, all the land was divided up 12 ways, and the reason it was 12 ways, and the Levites turn out to be the 13th, is because Joseph received a double blessing. And Ephraim and Manasseh was the sons of Joseph, and they all each got their partial of land, and so it was divided into 12 places. And then here sits the Levites, and they said, you remember what Moses said? Moses said that that we should receive some cities to dwell in and some areas, some suburbs that we can care for our livestock. And so in verse 3, the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. And so we're going to begin now, and it's divided into four, if you'll notice that as we come through this section here. But we're going to look now at what takes place, and what I want you to see is that in every tribe there are cities that are given to the Levites, and there's a purpose for that. The purpose for that is so that they will minister teach the Word of God in each locality. You know, God today has the local church. Well, at this time, he had the local groups of Levites that were in the areas throughout the whole land of Canaan on both sides of the river, so that there was always a place to come that you could hear the Word of God, because it was that everything was built and depended upon that. So the children of Israel, the group that was up in verse 1, okayed and set out to give out this property. And verse 4, now the lot came out of the families of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priest, which were the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. The rest of the children, verse 5, of Kohath. Now, do you remember as we looked at we had all the tribes, it's been some time now, maybe you don't recall, but we had all the tribes circling the tabernacle and the tabernacle courtyard in their proper place under their right banner. Well, also then, within that circle then, we have another inner circle, and that inner circle is the Levites, and here are the families of the Levites. And so we have the Kohathites, and so the rest of the children of Kohath, verse 5, had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, Dan, and half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. Now, I want you to see that we have listed now so far Judah, Simeon, Benjamin. We have also listed Ephraim, Dan, and half of Manasseh. Now, Gershon, that's the second child, Kohath, and as you study, as they travel, they each had their own responsibility. The children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar and Asher and Naphtali, and out of half the tribe Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. And so we've covered both sides of the east and the west now, as you have looked at the list of the cities here. So we have 13 cities the second time, 10 cities the first time, 13 cities the first time, 10 cities the second time, 13 cities the third time. And Meraiah, by their families, had out of the tribe of Reuben and Gad and Zebulun 12 cities. So as we look now, with this division here, we have covered Judah, Simeon, Benjamin, Ephraim, Dan, half tribe Manasseh, Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, other half the tribe of Manasseh, and then Reuben, Gad, Zebulun. And so, and we have listed 13 cities, 10 cities, 13 cities, and 12 cities. I see that at the end of verse 4, the end of verse 5, the end of verse 6, and the end of verse 7. And so verse 8 now, and the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which were mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. Kohathite was the first lot. They gave them the cities of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about. Now, we're going to look, remember, we talked about one of the refuge cities and one of the areas, but the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb. And so thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priest, Hebron, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayers. Now, we're going to look now, because it not only lists the cities, and now we're going to come and look at the suburbs that are listed here, and that's the next group. But remember, God did not forget Caleb. God did not forget Joshua. God did not forget the refuge cities. He did not forget one individual. Everyone had what they needed. And so now we come, and we're gonna kind of move quickly here, because we're going. I just want you to see that not only did we list the cities over here, the tribes, and they were given certain cities, 13 cities, 10 cities, all those. But now we're going to look at the suburbs, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, and it continues from there. And then if you would come, because that starts with Aaron up above in verse 13. But we look at the Kohathites in verse 20, the Levites which remain of the children of Kohath, when they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. And then it begins, continue in Ephraim and on down the land is there. Now, also out of the tribe of Dan, also out of the tribe of half of Manasseh, as we had read earlier on the other side. Now, I turn the page of mine, and we find that we have come to an end there. All the cities were 10, with their suburbs of the families of the children of Kohath that remained. That's what we summarized up earlier in that chapter when we looked at the fourth verse. Now, we're going to look at compare the fifth verse, because the next one is Gershon and the families of the Levites out of the other half of the tribe of Manasseh. And they gave Golan in Bashan. We have out of the tribe of Issachar, it came part of it, out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, all those things. Now in verse 33, all the cities of Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs, the 13 cities with their suburbs. Now that was verse 5. That was verse 6. Verse 5 was Kohath. Verse 6 is Gershon. Verse 7 is Merari. And we begin here out of the tribe of Zebulun, verse 34. The tribe of Reuben, verse 36. Again, we're talking about all the surrounding area. Gad in verse 38. And now we come down, and all these cities and the families remaining of the Levites and their lot were 12 cities. And so, as we have looked now at all four of these children, and we're going to read from verse 41 over to verse 45 as we bring this chapter to a close. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. The Lord gave unto Israel all the land that he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. The Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies unto their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the children of Israel. All came to pass. What a wonderful, wonderful, not one thing. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the children of Israel. God delivered it all. He delivered it all. All the enemies, they left some, I know that, but they had had victory over the land. They possessed now the land. And so now we find that Reuben and Gad and half of Manasseh are ready to go back home. They had taken care of what they said they were going to do. And do you remember what that was? Remember, Reuben and Gad and half of Manasseh had to come from the east side and come over to the west side. And I hope I've got that straight for you. Come over to the west side to fight the battles of the other tribes. Now, the other tribes, because, you know, if you're going to stay over here and not get the full blessing of God, it doesn't matter. You still have to fight the battle. And so they come across the river with the rest of them, and they fought all the battles. Now they're ready to go home. So let's see what takes place. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half of Manasseh. This is verse 1 of chapter 22. said to them, Ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. Ye have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore now return ye, and get you unto your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them, sent them away, and they went unto their tents. Now everything there seems to be in order, doesn't it? Well, there's going to be a problem here. You know, sometimes there becomes a little problem, and that's what we're going to come into here. Everything to this point, the Reuben and Ites and Gadites and Manasseh, they all did what they were supposed to do. Now Joshua had brought them before him, and they sent them home. All right. So Joshua blessed them, sent them away, and they went unto their tents. Now, verse 7. To the 1.5 tribes of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side of the Jordan westward. When Joshua sent them away, also unto their tents, then he blessed them. And he spake unto them, saying, Return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, and with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemy with your brethren. Remember what took place? See, they were able to come in most of the time, and they were to spoil the land. They took everything they did not work for. God blessed them. The enemy, and you think, boy, that's evil to take this away from somebody that's worked so hard for it. Remember, these people are ungodly. The land of Canaan with the Hittites and the Jebusites, and you just go down through all those ites, and you're going to find in there that they were nothing but ungodly, and they worshipped idols. They didn't want anything to do with the true God. So God took their possessions because it's God's. Remember this. God has the right to take it from who he wishes and give it to who he wishes. Well, he has taken it from the enemy. He's handed it to Israel. It says here. And so even the 2.5 tribes that came in for the victory, they were able to take part of this spoil back home again. And so we have this here in the verse 8. Now verse 9, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh. That's where this took place, up in Shiloh where the tabernacle is, which is in the land of Canaan, to go into the country of Gilead, which is on the other side, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Moses agreed and gave that to them. When they came into the border of Jordan, and that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, half of Manasseh, built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard say, Behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. When the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. Why? What's going on here? They were best of buddies not long ago, and all of a sudden now here they come and they're going to war against them. And so look at verse 13. The children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, children of Gad, and half Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and with him 10 princes of each chief house, a prince through all the tribe of Israel. And each one was an head of the house of the father among the thousands of Israel. And they came unto the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, and they spake with them, saying, What's the problem? Now, we're out of time, and so we're going to begin there next time. But what's the problem? They built an altar. Was the 2.5 tribes wrong in doing this? It sure seemed to anger the rest of them because, boy, almost immediately they come and they want to make war with them. We'll come back next time so that you hear what happens. It is so wonderful to study the Word of God, to look at it. It's just such a joy. My dear friend, I ask this question each time, and it's the most important question that can ever be asked. What are you going to do about Jesus?